Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to today's teleseminar called Opening to Love. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure having you on the line today. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Marlies Carlin. But before I do, please allow me to share how this call will work today, particularly if this is your first peopleyoushouldmeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Marlies a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been submitted in through our site by you, our listeners. Now, I first came across Marlies' work on Facebook, of all places. I think technology these days has opened up profound ability in all of us to really reach out and connect with people all around the world. When I saw Marlies' work on Facebook, I immediately had a resonance with it and knew it was incredibly powerful. And I was just very, very lucky that Marlies was actually scheduling her international tour, which took in London last year, and we managed to connect. And I had Marlies on the program last year, and it was a powerful call for everyone. I also had the great opportunity to see Marlies do a stillness session in London, and since that moment, I've also had the opportunity to experience some of her work over in the States as well, and it's been certainly very profound in my life, and it's certainly been very profound in the lives of participants that have come along to the programs. Now, Marlies Carlin is a spiritual teacher. She offers profound connection for people to their essence through a body of work called The Simplicity of Stillness. Now, central to all of Marlies' work is the quality of love. And it's embodied in everything that she does, and certainly a big theme for our call today. So with that, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call our very special guest, Marlies Carlin. How are you doing, Marlies?
Hello. Wonderful. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Welcome. Cool, Marlies. So I thought I'd just begin at the very top today by asking, what exactly does it mean to open to love?
Opening to love. Even the sound of that feels good, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's like something we all want so much in our lives, because without it, what is there? The day-to-day certainly isn't. I mean, it's enjoyable, it can be fun, but without that experience of profound love in our lives, what do we really have? So what I would like to say is that experience of opening to love is where you want to have timeless love, that dynamic energy moving throughout your life every single day. And it's with your eyes open as well as closed. Often people only speak about an experience of deeper love in a time of stillness or a time of meditation. And what I'm speaking of is that depth of infinite love that moves through you in such a way you experience it every moment of your day.
Amazing. Marlies, I'm going to ask you a personal question here. Have you actually always been an open vessel for love, or have you actually been on a journey to navigate back to that place of infinite love?
I was probably a vessel for anger. A great big vessel for anger and hatred and all kinds of words that I don't even use in my vocabulary anymore. Because they just don't exist for me, you know. So as a teenager, I was such an unhappy person and living in an alcoholic household that I ran away at 16. So I clearly didn't have that experience of love, and in fact, so didn't feel it in my life that it became a driving force for me. It's what I searched for.
And now there are probably lots of people on the call who may have had varying degrees of experiencing love in their lives, some who may not have felt like they've experienced love at all.
Right.
I guess for people out there who would like to experience love and maybe haven't in the way that they would like, do you think it's possible for all people to really experience the love that you're talking about?
Yes, I do. I do. Now, I was at a woman's shelter just a week ago where the women were there who had been in abusive situations. And you could see a lot of anger and hurt and distrust on their faces. And within a very short time of experiencing a stillness session, you could already begin to see a shift on their faces and a recognition of that truth that lies inside all of us. And often we have experienced it only momentarily in our lives, you know, maybe out in nature, or maybe at the birth of a child, or maybe at a, you know, that moment of feeling loved when we were asked to be married or something like that, but that it doesn't stay. But what I'm speaking of is that experience of timeless love that never leaves you. So that you might have tasted it at different times in your life, but what you're truly tasting is your connection to that place of infinite love inside yourself.
Now, you mentioned stillness sessions there, Marlies. Now, I've had the good fortune of experiencing a number of your stillness sessions and have had profound experiences in each and every one of them. I was just wondering, for people who may not have had the opportunity to experience one of your stillness sessions, if you could actually describe the kind of space you hold for people in those sessions.
In a stillness session, you experience that energy of infinite love. You know, when I first wondered how I would bring this to the world, because I had the experience of this profound, I even call it like liquid love, just pouring through me. And it happened at a time when I was feeling so unworthy. I literally felt I could never be forgiven for the things that I had done in my life. And suddenly there was like this exquisite energy pouring through my body that was pulling all the negativity out of it. And that's what, that is that experience of infinite love. And everyone can experience that. And it happens, how I first began to offer it, is I literally opened my hands and said, you know, show me, guide me. And I could feel the room begin to fill with that energy. It's the energy of consciousness. It's the energy of truth. And that's why people resonate with it, because it opens that space inside each one so that you can recognize it. And often I offer it through music, so you'll hear it in stillness session audios. And when it's live also, you can feel it in the space. Just as the intention is there for it to be shared with everyone.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned the theme of forgiveness. How important is forgiveness both for other people and yourself to actually experience love?
Forgiveness, to me, is a key element. It's so important, and I never realized how much, because for so long I was so angry with my father, I couldn't even begin to think of forgiving him. But I'll tell you, every time I would contemplate what had happened, I got filled with so much rage, it literally attacked my body, and I ended up in a hospital. And this happened
Wow.
several times. So it shows us that mind-body connection. When we have anger and fear and worry to that level coursing through our body, look what it does. So forgiveness is one of the seven steps. You know, I've created a program called The Seven Steps to Stillness, and I offer it for free on my website. And as you get into this step and begin to experience what forgiveness, and it can be of yourself as well as others, brings you in connection to stillness, life transforms.
Awesome. Now, what are some of the other things that actually prevent people from experiencing more of this infinite love in their daily lives?
our beliefs are very set. I know these experiences came to me when I first had the understanding they could. So we have a set of beliefs of what we expect we can have in our lives, just how much love we can get, just how much happiness we will have. And it's a different day and a different time. And it's important to now understand that what was accessible to only a few is now accessible to many, to all of us. And the moment we allow in the understanding that we can have this in our lives, it begins to draw it to us. So you want to look at patterns and beliefs that you have that hold this love away from you. You know, if I could share a story, there was a man who had come to a course that I was offering when I was in Los Angeles. And he was a film producer. And he was being offered a situation for a film that he was about to produce, to be made. But they didn't want to give him the credit of producer. So this is very painful, isn't it? Something you've worked hard for. And he asked me what he should do. And I said, I want you to go into stillness and ask that question and see what begins to show up for you. And so in this course, what came up for him is he saw pictures of himself as a young person feeling unworthy again and again and again. And what became clear to him is that he was literally creating situations where he could feel unworthy. You know how we do? It's like we have to prove it to ourselves almost because we're stuck in this cycle. And the minute he saw that, the next morning he called the director of the film and he said, it's more important to me that this film get made. You can have the title. And the man thought it was so profound, his level of understanding and generosity and all of that, that I have to tell you, within a week's time, the director found another film that he could send his way, and he became the producer of an award-winning film right after that. And eventually, that film that he was on, they ended up giving him the title back because they said they'd never seen anyone be as generous in what they'd done. So not only did recognizing beliefs become important to him, also, you know, allowing that understanding to move into his life in such a way that he moved on it and took action on it. So it shifted his career path, it shifted his experience of being with people, and it shifted those experiences of unworthiness for continuing to come into his life.
Very interesting. Now it's it almost seems like a paradox in a sense that through experiencing stillness and this infinite love that you're then propelled into action. I was just wondering if you could actually talk about the dynamic of how stillness actually relates to actually moving energy in the world.
You know, it's just the most interesting preconception where people think stillness means sitting around being quiet all the time. And it doesn't at all. It really, stillness connects you to the source of your inspiration so that as you move in life, as you take action in life, you take it from the inspiration that comes to you, that's connected to source. So then you actually are taking less steps in life to move toward what you're trying to create that is aligned with your inner purpose. Now, the reason I say that is because often people, when they find out about the law of attraction, they're making all these steps toward things that don't really align with their soul's purpose. So sometimes things don't happen, and they toss that whole understanding out the door. And as we connect to stillness, our conscious level, our level of consciousness evolves, and that energy expands. And so as we move toward our purpose in life, then we see things being created, events being created, and we just see things falling into place in a totally different way than they ever have before, which is about taking action in life.
That's very interesting. Okay. I know that that divine expression of love, for me, like actually really connecting with that soul's purpose is very, very powerful. And I've had experiences of actually living from a more ego-driven perspective and not having that same connection. And I guess in terms of being able to sustain energy, if it isn't actually aligned with someone's purpose, quite often the body or the mind will actually try and readdress the situation to bring people back to that, that knowing inside of them. Is that been your experience?
Yes, absolutely. That's beautifully said. That's exactly it. Sometimes I call it like when you put a rock in the road, you know. I think we spoke about this before. That suddenly when you're hitting up against a big bump, does it mean you didn't hear the right message? Oh, my gosh, you can't hear anything. No. It means you began to move on what you were listening to and what you were aligned with, and now it's time to move again. And then it'll be time to move again. This road and this journey that we're all on is not linear. It's constantly shifting and moving with the time and with our own understanding, so that ultimately what we're always doing is moving more into connection with our natural state of being. And when we forget, those little bumps in the road show up.
Cool.
Have you noticed that, Damien?
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess like everything's guiding us. So I guess the bumps, I guess, guiding us back to that, that true sense of self. So absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Now, I know that there are many people listening at home that would love to open up to love, but are unsure how to take that first step. And I was just wondering if you had some thoughts or ideas that could help them to move and open more to love.
Yes. Well, let's start right this moment. And just everyone open your hands wherever you are. Whether you're listening to this a month from now or you're there today, just relax your body, open your hands, and begin breathing deeply. And let's just take a few moments and begin feeling that connection to who we are. So we're going to take three deep breaths, and with each breath, feel yourself letting go of any stress that's in the body, of any thoughts that are trying to take up space that are unwanted, and just allow yourself to watch the breath and follow it as it goes from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. So let's begin. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. deep breath in. Deep breath out. It doesn't take that long, and within just a few moments of time, in the middle of the day, wherever you are, with your eyes open or closed, holding that intention of openness, and connecting to the stillness within, you can take 3 deep breaths and it will begin to shift your state of being. And once you have profoundly connected to stillness, you will be able to access this place again and again and again, and more rapidly. So now, take another deep breath. Slowly and gently open your eyes. So one way to open to love and allow it in is just by breathing deep and doing the 3-breath awareness. And if you're not remembering how to do this, you can go to my website, MarliseCarlene.com. And there is a practice there where I'm speaking it and you can do it again. How are you, Damien?
It's amazing how just 3 breaths can actually totally change your perspective of what's going on in the world. Like I feel more embodied, more free, more alive, more aligned. It's quite amazing that just 3 breaths can actually take you there.
It is. And people, once they have the depth of that experience, they begin writing in how it does come more quickly. Now, what I will say is, for some of you who might be in a state of upset right now, you might have still felt a beginning place of shifting, but not to the level that you were hoping for. And that will come. So we all have different experiences every time. And what I invite people to do is 2 things immediately is request for this to open more in your life, because just by making that request, it begins to happen, which all of you have done by even being here today and listening to this. And step 2 is to go into stillness. And I suggest using the stillness session audio, because that audio is filled with the vibration of stillness. And the simplicity of stillness work is all about offering that emanation of infinite love so that it opens up inside each one of us so we experience it more and more.
It's beautiful. Now, Marlise, you've done programs all around the world teaching the practice of stillness and allowing people to open to love. And I was just wondering if you had any stories where maybe people felt disconnected from that source of who they are, and then literally through experiencing your work, basically had a totally different perception of reality. I was just wondering if you had any stories you could share of people who have done exactly that.
There was a woman by the name of Sandy who was on a Skype call, similar to this in a sense, and she was having her very first experience of a stillness session. And actually, her phone dropped out, so she wasn't even able to be on the entire call. And she later shared with me that the next day when she walked into work, She sat down at her desk. She saw an email from her boss. It so infuriated her that even after 17 years of working with this man, in that moment she decided, this is not what I want in my life. This is not what I want to experience in my life. And she shut her computer. She walked into his office. She told him very clearly how she felt. And she quit and she walked out the door. Now, she did end up getting a new job that she so loved that resonated more with what she wanted at that time in her life. And she told me that the drive to the new position was along a highway that was so gorgeous, you know, with all these beautiful trees, that even driving to work every day made her feel better about life, made her love her life that much more. Mm. So, you know, what is opening to love? It is about opening to love in relationship, you know, with our partners, our spouses, our children, our families, our business associates, people out in the world. So, and then it extends beyond just that moment of relationship. It extends into our work life. You know, it extends into everything that we do. Mm. You know, often people, I'll bet you there are people on this call who signed up wanting to figure out how to get that one person to love them. You know, and can that happen? Yes, it can. And at the same time, if it's only about having one person love you in life, will you live with an experience of love in your life? Are you asking for what's really available? So you might want to expand your vision of love.
Mm.
And I'll share with you a story of someone who got exactly that.
Mm.
Just for you to think and understand it is possible. It was on my first tour, actually. I was in Vienna. And a woman who came to the retreat there shared with me afterwards that what she wanted more than anything was to find love in her life. She wanted a relationship, and she hadn't been in a relationship in a very, very long time. Well, by the time I returned a year later, she was absolutely in a relationship and a very love-filled relationship. Now, every relationship that we have in life is not could not only have the opportunity of being filled with love, it has an opportunity of teaching us about love, doesn't it?
Mm.
So she and her partner and this man really began to hit some bumps along the way, and she brought him to do the work as well. And so they had it was wonderful because they also had a common speaking between the two of them. But they journeyed together, and they kept coming back to the place of love between them. So every time they hit a bump in the road, they went back to that place of love, and they worked their way through it. And just last August, they got married and recently traveled through America on their honeymoon.
Mm.
And they both feel like they're experiencing more love than they ever did in their lives in so many ways. You can just literally see it radiating from them when you speak to them.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, Marlies, we've had questions come in from all around the world, so it certainly looks like love is an international language for sure. I just thought I might ask some of those questions now.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to kick off with a question from Samantha in the United Kingdom. And Samantha writes, "Hi, Marlies. I'm working as a nurse in a prison, and I can say that in offering a space of acceptance and possibility of a blank canvas for offenders to recreate themselves, I experience the infinity or synergistic mode of relating that Darren Eden speaks about. Now, Darren Eden's a guest we've also had on People You Should Meet. In that space, when I share my experience of love and spirituality, they are always hungry for more. When I ask most offenders I work with if they love themselves, they reply that they hate themselves and that they do not feel they have ever been loved. Could you suggest any tools or techniques that would help offenders find the love in their heart that they so desperately seek? Thank you.
You know, Samantha, when I first heard this question, it just hit me in my heart for so many reasons. One is how beautiful that you are able to be where you are, offering that space of acceptance and being that blank canvas. How exquisite. What a wonderful way to offer love in the world, right there. And the second reason is because when I heard what you said, that they, quote, hate themselves and do not feel they have ever been loved, I know that experience. And I think there are many people who have that experience. I think there is an extraordinary amount of pain in the world. And even if we're living in a, quote, state of, quote, happiness with a smile on our face, on some levels, there is this sense of lack of not ever having felt true love. And it's often because of that separation that we have from source. Now, for these people in prison, who knows what their childhood was like, you know? Who knows? And what I want to offer you is that, again, offering them this blank canvas as you do, but I would like to suggest that you also play for them a stillness session audio. The power emanating within it will shift the space so powerfully. Within moments, they will be experiencing the love of who they are, connected to that timeless love, the truth of who we all are. So regardless of if they ever got it from a parent, regardless of if they ever got it from anyone, they will be able to taste that knowing inside. And I know that from experiences that I've had in my travels in the world, I began on my tours because what I was hearing is, take this to the world, take this to the world. And specifically in one place, I was in Bali, and I was offering a stillness session at a temple there to a small group of people who had asked me to bring them there and offer this session. And before we went inside, there was someone, possibly from a local village who had arrived, who was so angry. And I still to this day do not know why. But you know how you feel when someone's really angry and you feel it like a mile away? That's the way this person was. And he literally was walking around our circle, rah, speaking, rah, like this. So we went inside, and I said, you know, just focus on yourself. And here we are in this sacred space. And I offered stillness. And suddenly when I looked up, there was that man sitting at the back of the group. And he was beckoning me to come to him. And I thought, oh, my, this is new for me, you know. What am I to do now? And I heard inside, offer it. So so I walked over and I actually just placed my hand on his forehead. And it was almost like this bolt of light came, you know, powering through. And you could literally see it moving through him. And when the session was over, he was raising his hand, smiling, like, and the first thing that was translated was, "What is that? That's amazing. Why didn't you say that this is what this was? I want to tell my village. What is that?" And, you know, there was a National Geographic photographer who was on this tour with me, and she actually got pictures of it, and we spoke of it later, like, "Have you ever seen anything like that in your life?"
Mm.
How could someone go from so much anger into total love in minutes?
Wow.
So, you know, stillness taught me infinite energy and love, taught me what is possible and can teach all of us. So as you offer that to this group, you will be amazed at what will happen. And I think just sharing that space with them will bring about something beautiful and unexpected. And you'll know how to guide them to the next step.
Cool. That's an amazing answer and a fantastic question as well, Samantha. So thank you for that. Now, this question actually comes in from South Africa, from Anil. And Anil asks, "How do I get the person I truly love to understand my past and be able to align herself and trust me regarding my position as having a past marriage and children, and to be able to be sympathetic, or to make her be sympathetic and understanding so that we are able to live in life without major arguments and misunderstanding and mistrust?"
So being in the now means everything that the two of you have begins right now. The love that you have for each other is about what you experience from each other and can offer each other right now. Sometimes we have stories about the past, and they get locked into our systems. And then we think that's the way life is. But it isn't. You aren't who you've been in the past, and neither is your wife. You're both living in this moment and coming together in a space of love. You can share what has happened in your past and ask each other for love and acceptance. But really where you want to go to is what your now is and what your vision of the future is. What do you want to give her in the future? What do you want to have her give you? What kind of love do you want to bring to the world through your relationship? Not only for yourself, but for your community, for your family, for everyone that is around you. That's where you want to put your focus.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Anil, for that lovely question as well. Now, this one actually comes from France, from Veronica. And Veronica asks, "How do you switch the mind from a fear-based approach to life to a love-based approach?"
Fear. Oh, fear, oh, fear, oh, fear. I'm telling you, fear has really had a good run in my lifetime. You know, when I think back over how much of my life was, how much of my life's actions were based from fear, it's extraordinary.
Mm.
Extraordinarily sad. But it kind of, you know, it's just the way it was. And I've had to forgive myself for that too. You know, because you can only be where you are in the moment.
Mm.
You know? And moving into a new understanding and allowing love in is so exquisite and so much what you want. Awareness is key. Awareness. We can't shift what we can't see. When we connect to stillness, when we connect to our own essence, our own true nature, very naturally, we begin having an awareness of what has held us apart from it. So we begin to see our fears. And when we see them, we can look at them and allow them to dissolve. Or we can begin to do the different practices that allow us to overcome them. And what happens to most people is that an inner strength, and I would say, actually I think it happens to all people, but I will say most people from what people have responded to and what I hear coming back. So what participants say is they experience this profound inner strength.
Mm.
And so if you have an inner strength that you've never had before, suddenly you have the courage to do things that you didn't believe you could.
Mm.
There was a little girl, Katie, who was living in a lot of fear and anger because her father had passed away from cancer. And it was affecting every area of her life, you know, in school, her work, her relationships, her relationship with herself. And her mother asked me to meet with her. And I taught her stillness. I offered her a session. And in the coming days and over the next period of time, that place of strength grew so much inside her. She has become a beacon of light at her school. So much so that the teachers have come and contacted her mother saying, please don't move this child out of this school. We need her here. She signed up and got in a school play and had never done anything like that before.
Wow.
You know, and stood up against a child who was bullying someone at school and just has one experience after the next to share. And she tells me now that she listens to these stillness sessions on her iPod, you know, like several times a week, and that she feels is what has guided her and continues to give her the strength that's happening in her life today.
Mm.
And, you know, fears dissolve, don't they, when you have this inner strength, and it happens naturally.
Wow, and in someone so young as well.
Yes.
Amazing. Now, is age a barrier at all to experiencing that connection to self and the connection to love?
Absolutely not. I've seen people have this experience in their 90s. And actually, as the more senior you become, you just want to stay there forever. And it does release fear for you, because usually the greatest fear that begins to happen when you're a senior is that fear of passing on, is that fear of death. And it releases that fear because the experience you have is one of such comfort and love. You know that you're not afraid to go there. And you know that you're more than just that physical body, you know, that's housed you in this lifetime. And what I want to say with that also is, because stillness is not attached to any religion or any spiritual path, it is all about connecting to truth. Truth as you see it. So if you see it in nature, that's what I'm speaking about. You know, if you've discovered it through physics, quantum mechanics, that's what I'm speaking about. If you found it through Jesus or Buddha or God in any form, that's what I'm speaking about. So that's what's so beautiful, because stillness, there's just no barriers. You know, isn't that nice to finally have something that we all can, you know, communicate with, you know, communicate
from?
Yeah.
I guess the connecting threads of all of our experience on planet Earth is that we are connected, and we are sharing this experience of life. And I think just having a way that we can come together without labels, without dogma, without fears, without anything other than acceptance of our fellow man is something quite exquisite and absolutely beautiful.
It is. And adding to that, what I want to say about opening to love and the experience of infinite love, as more people begin resonating on that level, what you experience when you come together is that energy stream expands between the two of you. So you feel it. So this doesn't have to be romantic love. I was sitting across when I was a film producer. I was sitting across from my partner, and this was right when all these experiences began opening up for me. And it was on this day, something had happened, and I don't recall what it was at all, but I remember being very angry. And so my partner and I were sitting at desks across from each other in our office, and we're going to have this talk about this situation. And I'm looking at him, and as I'm speaking, and I have so much anger, there's just light everywhere. And I'm feeling this exquisite energy moving through me and moving through him. It's just like there's this, you know, like if you envision a circle, and it's just moving from the two of us, one to the next, one to the next. And I'm looking at him, and all I'm feeling is love. And suddenly, from all the anger I felt, I suddenly was feeling like, and thinking of all the things that I loved about him, and what a generous person he was, and how loving he was. And I'm like, tears are pouring down my eyes, and I'm saying, I just love you. And I'm really angry. But I wasn't. You know, and he began experiencing that too. And what happened is we both could speak very frankly then about what to do about the situation and how to improve it. Mm. But we weren't coming from, you said, you know, we were coming from, wow, we love each other. Okay, so how can we create something out of the situation that's happened and make sure it improves both of our lives?
Well, wouldn't it be beautiful if all world conflict was, I guess, addressed by meeting in that place of love first and foremost?
Wow.
Wow. That'd be amazing.
I know. I'm having that vision now. Let's see that. Let's have stillness sessions at the United Nations. Let's have it in Congress. Let's have them. Come on, everybody. And you know what? Everyone is responsible for carrying that. Believe me. You know, it's not me. You know, I'm opening that up so more people can begin experiencing that light that already exists within you. Mm. And your holding that light is profound. So the more you carry it out into the world, the more that vibration expands everywhere. Mm. And that's what we're all here to do.
Beautiful.
To be, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, I have one last quick question from Nikomachi in Greece. And Nikomachi asks, how do we open up to love if we are not aware of being open on a conscious level?
Mm. The more stillness we bring into our lives, the more consciousness exists there. We evolve so rapidly as stillness moves into our lives. So suddenly things we could do in the past, we can't even do anymore. It's not comfortable. So this opening to love, suddenly like, look, I wanted to be angry with my partner, and instead I'm telling him how much I love him. And so on a conscious level, I didn't sit down to have that conversation. I sat down to have another conversation. But look what poured through me. And it's because there was already so much stillness resonating through me that connecting to that allowed me to speak the truth of what was happening in that moment instead of what my mind was thinking, which was, you know, old patterns and old stuff. So the more you allow stillness into your light and keep connecting to it again and again, and I invite you to utilize the tools that I offer through stillness sessions, through coming to courses, whether they're teleseminars or live events, because every time you dip your toe in that water, it will resonate more and more through your entire system, you know, and you will experience releasing beliefs, letting go of blockages, and you will see more of that consciousness expanding in your life. So you move very naturally through life, making those conscious decisions.
Awesome. Well, Marlies, we're approaching the end of our hour, and I just wanted to take this moment and opportunity to just thank you for once again appearing on the People You Should Meet program. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I've certainly received so much in the last almost an hour, and I'm sure everyone at home has had a similar experience. Now, I also know that people at home will be very, very curious about going deeper into your work, and I was just wondering if you could just share with us how people could actually find out more about your work and how they can participate in some of your upcoming programs.
Yes, I'm happy to do that, and the first thing I want to do is thank you. The work that you're doing, Damien, is extraordinary, and it's beautiful. You're bringing light out to the world through all the people you bring on this program that you've created. And I know that everyone here who has an opportunity to experience that is grateful to you and joins me in thanking you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, where do I begin? Okay, well, going to my website at marliescarlene.com, you will find how to join in the 7 steps to stillness and many of the different practices that I spoke of today about making requests and awareness. You will be able to go through those on a daily basis. They come to you, and that course is for free. So if you'd like to begin now, you can go to my website and you can sign up for that. And what I want to speak to about going deeper into opening to love is the teleseminar that begins February 23rd, because everything that you've heard about today, we're going to go into in depth. So by the time you've completed that teleseminar. You're going to be a walking light bulb. That's how much love you'll be experiencing in your life. So no matter how much anger and fear you're experiencing, that love is coming to you. So you can register for it by going to openingtolove.net, and you can go there direct. Do I spell it out, or that's fine? Opening to love.
Yeah, that's fine. .net.
It's on February the 23rd. It'll be on three Tuesdays in a row. It will be at 6 Pacific Standard Time, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world because it will all be recorded, and in that way you can participate and listen to it at any time that serves you. There will be a way for you to send in your questions as you did today. So as you move through the course, you can continue to send in questions, and you can send them in advance. So I will have them from the very first day of the course. And it will be in three modules. So the first module is called Clearing Roadblocks, and it will be about forgiveness and beliefs. And we will be launching a new CD, a stillness session that I recently played for all of the angels who assist me in programs. And every one of them couldn't stop crying by the end of listening to it and had extraordinary experiences happening in the coming days. So it's something you all want to be a part of. The second is called Setting Your Love Intention. That will be the second Tuesday, and that's about getting clarity on what love looks like, what it feels like, how to move beyond romantic love into boundless love and having it weave throughout every moment of your life. And the third Tuesday will be inviting love in. And in that way, you're going to discover how to take it in action and move into creating it into all the relationships of your life, of where you want to see it happening. So there's also, I wanted to let everyone know, we've made it a really affordable price so that everyone can take it. It's $77 for the entire seminar, and we invite you to bring a friend, and then the two of you can do it together and talk about it, and we have a special two-ticket price for $97. So that makes it super affordable. So I think that's the most I want to say, except to invite everyone to be part of it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Marlies, do you need any special skills or talents to actually come along in the program, or is it really for anyone?
It's for everyone. And I want to say to all of you with families, you can invite your kids too. Young people come to stillness sessions all the time. You know, as I said, I mean, it's been offered to from 6-year-olds to 90-year-olds. Mostly in live session, there are teens and like that, but absolutely they can be involved as well.
Fantastic. And that's, the main name is www.openingtolove.net. Great. Well, thank you, Marlies, for sharing that. And we're coming to the end of our call, and I was just wondering if you had any final words of inspiration for people who would love to welcome and open to more love in their life.
Yes, I want to say that everything melts in the presence of love. Everything. There is nothing that you have done or nothing that is happening in your life that can't melt in the presence of love.
Beautiful. Well, Marlies, I just wanted to extend my love to you and thank you so much for sharing the last hour with me. It's been just beautiful to bask in the presence of this conversation, and on behalf of everyone on the call, I'd just like to extend my deepest thanks.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to extend my deep love and thanks for everyone at home as well. I guess these conversations that we have week to week is a really important part of the week for me, and just by having you participate and send your questions in week to week and your feedback really does enrich my spirit, and hopefully with us all focusing on creating better possibilities in our own lives, that will flow across into our friends, our families, our work colleagues, and together we can create a better world. So I just wanted to send the love out to you all from wherever you're listening throughout the world. Great. Now, Marlies, we're actually having a very special ending to this People You Should Meet call. We're going to play a sample of a stillness session that's contained in an audio that you created called Imagine. And I was just wondering if you could just say a few words to introduce the track before I play it.
Yes, I just invite you all to, again, relax your bodies wherever you are, open your hands, and allow yourself to just feel whatever is there for you.
In this time of stillness, this precious time that you have given yourself, deepen your connection with that state of inner peace that resides within. By relaxing your body, whether you are sitting or lying down. Feel your body relaxing so completely, it's as if you have fallen into a deep cushion of grace where your every thought magically turns into reality. Close your eyes and breathe deep.
Thank you, everyone at home, and we'll look forward to having you on at peopleyoushouldmeet.com call soon. Enjoy the stillness.